ready? Yay!
Yeah! This is the second year for the event, held to raise awareness of and support for the area's LGBTQ community. This year's turnout was nearly double last year and included LGBTQ people and allies. Meredith Harbor, the pastor at Christ Lutheran Church in Soldotna, marched along carrying a sign saying, "This pastor believes you are a beloved child of God."
And I come because I'm an ally and I believe that all people deserve love and acceptance for who they are. I think it's important because, especially in a small community, it allows support and love to be shown to people that sometimes feel like you need to hide. And so this is a great public expression of an accepting place for all people in our community.
The event is organized by the Kenaitse Indian Tribe's Youth Suicide Awareness Program, as well as volunteers from Kenai Peninsula College's LGBT Alliance. Tammy Willis is one of the organizers.
The problem that we have here on the peninsula is there's not a lot of gathering places, there's not a lot of resources, and there's not a lot of opportunity for people to be in a safe space where they can be themselves, whether they be, you know, gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgendered, or queer or questioning. So what was really important to us is that we be able to show, especially the LGBTQ youth that are coming up and are fearful or staying in the closet, that it's okay to be yourself. It's okay. We have safe spaces. We have other people that are like you, and that we're going to celebrate you.
Last year's event was just the march, and Willis said it was a bit of a letdown to get to the park and just be done. So this year they planned a celebration with vendors, food trucks, a DJ, dancing, a drag show, and other activities made possible by private donations and business sponsorships. McKenna and Peyton said they enjoyed having the camaraderie and a place to hang out after the march.
I think that we all came out, or at least me, because there's not a lot of LGBTQ visibility in town, and I think it's important for LGBT youth and also people that are allies or just people that need to know about the community to know that they're accepted and to know that we do have a community.
It went well. I'm glad that we have the whole festival after this, though. We didn't have that last year.
That proves that the parade, like, brings more visibility, just the fact that it, like, doubled in numbers this year.
They said they were a little nervous to participate, though.
I mean, absolutely. It would kind of be naive to not have concerns.
I think in this area is, I'd say, like, somewhat difficult to be in this.
I would agree. I mean, I'm from California, so it's really open-minded. And then coming here, it's definitely different. But people are, like, extra supportive within the community because of the anti-LGBT community, yeah.
Nine protesters stationed themselves on a corner of the Sterling Highway and Kalifornsky Beach Road, then in front of Soldotna Creek Park as the march progressed. Passing motorists honked horns in support of the marchers, as well as the protesters. Toby and Laura Burke were among the protesters, most carrying signs proclaiming that marriage should be between a man and a woman.
We're not here to condemn anyone, but we are here to condemn an ideology that is not only just sinful, but like I said, it's a great deception on people. It's ultimately a harmful lifestyle. It goes against nature. It goes against natural law. And, you know, I think sometimes people need to stand up and say, hey, you know what? This is wrong.
Though there were some ugly comments yelled from vehicles at the marchers along the route, the group passed the protesters peacefully. The only thing close to commotion was a group of women wearing Free Mom Hugs shirts and other supporters that stationed themselves in front of the protesters as the march passed by and embraced anyone wanting a little love. Willis says she hopes to see the event continue to grow.
Come on out, show your support. Even if you don't believe that the LGBTQ is the right way to go, we still love you and we still want to see you out here, and we'd love to have you support us.
In Kenai, I'm Jenny Nyman.